What's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. In this video, we're going to Delray Beach, Florida. You're going to Austin, Texas. You guys are going to see some very unique video footage of mysterious objects, good video footage of objects in the day and nighttime sky. You'll definitely want to stick around for that. Also, going to take you guys down to the Philippines. In fact, we're going right now. Remember the very large 7.6 magnitude earthquake that occurred around 72 hours ago. This photo was taken December 7th, just a few hours ago, from the Philippines, sent in by Donna Bell. I just received this about 2 hours ago. This is a large fissure that's opened up following the large earthquake and the many dozen aftershocks, several aftershocks in the 6 range, many in the 5 range, but this was following the 7.6 magnitude earthquake down in the Philippines. So once again, the earth opened up a very large deep fissure following the 7.6 magnitude earthquake. I'd like to give a big shout out to Dean Woodard out of Guilford, Maine. He very kindly asked if I could give him a shout out, and Dean, it would be my pleasure. So I hope you have a great day, Dean Woodard out of Guilford, Maine. Coming over here to the homepage of the website, today's feature photo was sent in by Beck out of Oz. This is out of Australia. Look at the colors in the daytime sky, noticed from her location in Australia. Great photo sent in by Beck. Checking in on the GOES X-ray flux over here at the Space Weather Prediction Center. All quiet the last 24 hours. There was a small M-class solar flare yesterday, but nothing going on today. And looking at the Schumann resonance, it's been quiet for a week. Hopping over to the Yellowstone supervolcano caldera, looking at the seismographs that monitor the mighty supervolcano. Not too much going on over here. A little bit of magma intrusion, but you would expect that at a supervolcano. It, too, has been pretty quiet. Here's an update on the comet that's going to join us on April 8th during the total solar eclipse. And there it is. It's in the northern sky. I was looking for it last night. We sat outside and looked at the north sky. I didn't get the telescope out because I didn't have an optimal view. I might get the telescope out tonight. We'll see. It just depends on what the sky looks like. But there's the comet 12P Pons Brooks that's headed towards the inner solar system for a close encounter with the sun on April 8th. I'd also like to thank the newest members of the Star Family, Acadian Joe, Amanda Landman, and Liz Lott Lund-Rodick. I hope I got that right. They are the newest members of the Star Family, the Blue Star Family. If you guys would be interested in becoming members, you can find the link to do so down below in the description box and also pinned in the comment section of this video. Amanda is up to a Green Star now as she's been a member for 2 months. Acadian Joe is a Blue Star member. He just joined yesterday, in fact, and Liz joined 1 day ago. So thanks again, guys. Really do appreciate that. Want to take you guys now down to Delray Beach, Florida. This is super bizarre. It's not what you're going to think it is. It's not a Starlink satellite train. This is something different. It's curved. It's moving very slowly through the sky. This video has narration. It was taken at night. Here we go.
What is this? It's a spacecraft. What is that? You see that?
I see it.
And you could hear John, who was holding the video camera, talking about this thing being a possible spacecraft moving through the nighttime sky. And see how it's curved? I want to show you guys an example of a Starlink satellite train. Right here is a Starlink satellite train. Starlink satellite trains would be much bigger if you saw one in the nighttime sky than what that was above Delray Beach, and moves a lot faster. And then, as always, in a very straight line. And a lot more of the visible lights. Those are satellites. This was curved, whatever it may have been, and it was moving very slowly across the nighttime sky, and John was emphasizing that it was a spacecraft moving through the nighttime sky above Delray Beach. These are just different formats of the original video. It's at the original speed. There's a good look at it right there. See, it's a collection of what look like satellites, of some sort of lights. They're curved. They're moving through the nighttime sky, very high up in the sky. They weren't making any noise. They just looked very out of place, and they had the presence of mind to get their video camera out and start recording, and they captured something truly unique in the sky above Delray Beach, Florida. Thank you, John, for the video. Really appreciate that. Want to take you guys now to Austin, Texas, where a triangle craft was spotted in the daytime sky by Brooke. This video has narration, and here we go.
Here we go.
We're down.
It's moving. UFO.
Shit, where is it? I can't see it on the video.
Where?
Hi, Mom. Mom, is it on the hard
drive? Where is it on the video? Right there.
Mom, is it on the hard drive?
Oh my God, it's a UFO. Oh my God, oh my God. Don't bump Mommy, don't bump Mommy, I'm taping this. Oh my God, it's a UFO. Mommy never saw a UFO before. Oh my God, we see it. Oh, where'd it go, where'd it go, where'd it go?
I see it.
Iron, Iron.
Mom, is it in the holder?
I don't think so, baby.
Yeah, it's a variant.
It's just an unidentified flying object. We don't know what it is.
Well, it's a variant.
Wow, look at that. It's not moving very fast. Wow, what is this?
I'm fairy tale.
I can't zoom in any further. It's moving away.
Aliens are real.
Aliens are totally
real. Oh, we're going to lose it. There she is. What is that thing? What is that? Don't bump me. Don't bump me because I'm already having a... Unidentified flying object, folks. Here we go.
That's definitely aliens. They are aliens. That means aliens are real.
Yeah. We know they're real, baby.
Oh my God.
It's in the south.
Thank you for showing yourself. Thank you.
Wasn't that cool? She recorded that for the better part of 2.5 minutes. It wasn't wobbling around like a collection of balloons. Here I zoomed in and slowed it down. You don't see anything hanging off the bottom like a string would be dangling off of a collection of balloons. This is maintaining the same shape. And you can see right here, it looks like a black triangle craft. And that's what she was describing it as too when she got a good look at it in broad daylight from Austin, Texas. A black triangle craft spotted in the daytime sky above Austin, Texas. I saw something last night in the nighttime sky, just very briefly. I actually drew a picture of what I saw in the nighttime sky as my wife and I were out looking for the comet in the northern sky. Something appeared in Pegasus that I'm going to share with you guys in today's live stream. Something very mysterious that I saw in the nighttime sky last night above Arizona. Thanks for the photos and videos, guys. Keep them coming. If you guys have any photos you'd like to share, you can send those to reports at MrMBB333.com. You guys have any videos you'd like to share that are too large to attach to the email? Come over here to the homepage of the website. You can always find a link down below in the description box. Look for this red banner that says, have a large video. It's a Dropbox. Drag and drop your video into the Dropbox. Please include your first name, date, and location, and I'll take it from there. Thanks for watching. Have a super day, and be safe out there.